I call this meeting to order on Monday, January 26th of 2026 in the PCR, room 332 at 7 p.m. And moving on to line item 2, compliance with Nevada open meeting law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m.? Yes. And not including the meeting date? Correct. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, at the time, and the location listed on the agenda? Yes. Is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes. So now we'll now move on to line item 3, or actually, sorry, 4, roll call.
Director Navarrete.
Present.
Commissioner Campbell.
Present.
Commissioner Ottaviano.
Present.
Commissioner Mumalineni.
Present.
Quorum is present.
Thank you. We'll now move on to line item 3, land acknowledgement. We recognize that the University of Nevada, Reno, sits on the traditional homelands of Nyumu, Washu, Niue, Niu peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for the indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. We'll now move on to line item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none.
I have some.
Oh, perfect. Yes. Go right ahead.
Hey everyone, Justin Berger. I'm an assistant director with the Center for Student Engagement. My title is the assistant director of programs and services. And so I wanted to kind of give public comment today to say thank you and congratulations to some of you that I've gotten to meet in different ways. I know I met Jane today and Zina and I've had a couple of meetings. But I also wanted to give y'all an update that as far as the Center for Student Engagement goes, I'm going to be the staff member that will be advising y'all for temporarily for this semester and maybe in the future, but TBD at least for right now. I'll be giving some advising to y'all. And so with that, my office is JCSU 334. And so I wanted to know at some point within the next week or next 2 weeks, feel free to come stop by and let me know who you are. But yeah, I'd appreciate it. And I just wanted to let you know that I'm here for advisement, but also support or listening or whatever y'all need. So thanks y'all for the time.
Thank you. Is there any questions?
What was his name again?
Justin Burr.
Oh, yeah, Justin.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you, Justin. Okay. All right. Any questions with that? Okay. All right. Any other public comments? Right. Seeing none, we'll now move on to line item 7 or 6, minutes. There are no minutes to approve at this time. Let's see. Okay. And then we'll now move on to line item 8, reports. I will go first. So hello all. So what I've been doing so far, I have been meeting with everybody in the department, including the mentors and then the ASN officers and the interns for their individual events. I have also attended the president cabinet, so pretty much told them about our upcoming events, especially the big ones. And Department of Clubs and Orgs said to let them know if we need assistance in contacting all the organizations and clubs in campus. So they would be more than happy to do that for us, to help us out. And then I just want to say thank you for everyone coming to MLK Gala. Everyone has been talking about it, including the President Cabinet and the advisors as well. So, and the experience was absolutely phenomenal. So that's great. I did have my first meeting with our new advisors, so please contact Justin Berger if you have any further questions. Lastly, I had a meeting today with the media this morning. They will be able to publish us for the Black Cultural Fest and the Fusion. that is great. I'm excited. Does anyone have any questions for that? Okay. All right. So that is all for me. And seeing no questions, moving on to Commissioner for Project and Events, Commissioner Campbell.
Commissioner Campbell, recently I have been following the correspondence for Shed a Crown with Black Wall Street donations, who have agreed to accept all of our donations that we see for the event. I've also been in communication with the Joe Crowley staff about relocating the event, which was originally going to be the graduate student lounge, to the food court on the second floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union for maintaining cleaning. I also sent marketing drafts and promotions to Officer Artigiano and Ian Block for it. I also requested a table reservation at KC Breezeway for upcoming events such as Love in the Park. I also assisted Officer Mumalani and her intern to expand on Women's History Month tabling. And then I have been currently setting up meetings with interns to check on their event progress and their status in the internship.
Questions? I do have a question.
Yes.
Director Navarte, for the record, could you share us a little bit more on what you and your interns are planning, like event-wise?
Commissioner Campbell, event-wise as an individual or organization? Individual. With Officer Mumalani and her intern, just expanding on the diversity aspects of Women's History Month, since we discussed making it more gender neutral, and with their engagement, also helping Officer Ottaviano's intern with food selections for Black Cultural Month to make it more soul food related in her description. I've only recently discussed with Director Navarte's intern about the reservation. And then between me and my intern, we mostly talked about other marketing, such as promoting it to her sorority and finding some optional volunteers that will help at the event. And then for Love in the Pack with another intern, have just been discussing about reservations, and then where we will also be active in her place.
Director Navarte, for the record, could you share us like the details about like the Share the Crown or the hair drive?
Yeah. Commissioner Campbell, for Share the Crown, it is basically a handmade self-care kit or hygiene kit that will include shampoo, conditioner, different deodorants for both women and men, along with hand creams that will either be kept by the students or donated to Black Wall Street for the at-risk youth. Anyone that may need it. We will also be providing food for everyone that completes these kits.
Thank you for that. No further questions for me. Does anyone have any questions? Okay. All right. Seeing none, moving on to Commissioner for Marketing and Outreach, Commissioner Ottaviano.
I met with Director Navarte and my intern last week to discuss details of our the event that we're planning, which is Black Cultural Festival. Discuss details on how we're planning on like food and people we want to invite, and how we kind of want the venue to be set up. I also plan on meeting again with my intern later this week to discuss more details and get more specific details. I also submitted the marketing request for that event, as well as the Share the Crown event. And I also had an informal meeting with Gabby Turner from Inkblot to discuss adding a social media post to our order for the Love in the Pack event, as well as planning another one-on-one, more formal meeting in the near future to discuss more of the details on our department's marketing going forward and the specific specifications of the workers that we have already submitted.
Great, great. Is there any questions? All All right, seeing none, moving on to Commissioner for Social Justice and Policy, Commissioner Mumalaneni.
Commissioner Mumalaneni, for the record, earlier, or not last week, but the week before, we met with my intern and I met with Director Navarte and went over our Women's History Month budget proposal, and then Commissioner Campbell helped us come up with a more inclusive idea. Thank you, Commissioner Campbell. And we decided on doing a little trivia along with the what we already had to make it more inclusive so everyone can be involved. But our budget proposal is staying the same because we're just going to have a separate list of questions, so no price increase for that, which is good. And I've also been working on our next social justice packet, and someone reached out to me to add a date for it because someone's doing a Know Your Rights training, so I'll be adding that to the next social justice pamphlet, and I will be done with that by Wednesday, so we can send a draft to the people who wanted it.
Is there any questions? Perfect. All right. Seeing none, we will now move on to line item 10, new business. We'll go ahead and go to Department of Professionalism and Inclusion. Like I said, I did purchase a plaque for us. And this is just to kind of provide or establish a clear and consistent department presence, right, for all of us, reinforcing professionalism in our departments and like just recognizing our roles and a sense of belonging among officers and obviously our interns because they do deserve that. So yes, and also I have purchased like snacks for our office mainly. This is for our like junior meetings and events to support like our attendees or our interns or all of us for comfort and focus and creating more welcoming environment during our meetings and in the office, obviously. So then I will go ahead and pass that budget. So I'm seeking a motion to approve the budget for Department of IT's office for plaques and snacks. And I move to approve the Department of IT's plaques and snacks. Is there a second?
I second.
Second by Commissioner Campo. All those in favor say A, all those opposed say nay, any abstentions say
aye.
With that, the motion passes. All right. Okay. Now we'll move on to the Black Culture event space. So I did pass a budget for the Black Culture event space, which is, let's see, it will amount to $630. So I'm seeking a motion to approve the budget for the Black Culture event. I move to approve the Black Culture event budget.
I second.
Second by Commissioner Antoviano. All those in favor say A, all those opposed say nay, any abstentions say aye. Perfect. With that, the motion passes. Okay, and then we'll now move on to the Lunar New Year. As you all know, Lunar New Year, we will be sponsoring them for Feb 21st. Or this event will happen on Feb 21st of 2026 in the Joe Crowley Student Union Ballroom from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. And we will be sponsoring them for $1,500. And they will eventually use this for food and other supplies for that event. So I'm seeking a motion to approve the budget for the Lunar New Year event. I move to approve the Lunar New Year budget.
I second.
Second by Commissioner Altaviano. All those in favor say A. All those opposed say nay. Any abstentions say
aye.
Aye.
Okay. With that, the motion passes. Okay. We will now move on to Share the Crown. event. So Share the Crown will be Feb 11, 2026. It will be in the Graduate Student Lounge. We're still working on that. They did say that they will move us on the second floor. So we'll go ahead and keep you guys updated, me and Commissioner Campbell. But the time will be from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And we have all of these goodies for that event. So I'm seeking a motion to approve the budget for Share the Crown event. I move to approve the Share the Crown budget.
I second.
Second by Commissioner Campbell. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay. Any abstentions say oy.
Aye.
With that, the motion passes. And those are just like all the items for Share the Crown. Okay. And then, all right, we'll now move on to scheduling of next meeting. Just letting you guys know that we cannot tell people our school schedule, okay? That is confidential. And I just wanted to see, like, if you guys, like, who's going to vote to which date. How is your guys' schedule for our next budget meeting on Monday the 9th at 7 p.m. looks like?
Commissioner, Monday will work best for me.
Okay, perfect. Anyone else?
Monday will work.
Okay, perfect.
Commissioner Mamlanini, would it be at the same time?
Yes.
Monday should work with me as well, then.
Perfect. It all worked out. Okay. Perfect. So then our next budget meeting will be on Monday, Feb 9th, at 7 p.m. In the PCR room. Okay. That's easy. All right. We'll now move on to line item. Oh, does anyone have any questions in regards to that? Perfect. We'll now move on to line item 11, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? All right, seeing none, we'll now move on to line item 12, everyone's favorite, adjournment. We'll now, I adjourned this meeting at 7:18 on January 26th. Of 2026 Monday in the PSCR room 332, and that's it.